Okay, today we're going to do Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding the last two words of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. So we had just gotten through discussing how we mentioned in a brisa that if you have a klei cheres that an Ovid Chavim was using and for wine, and you want to kasher it, so you could put some fish brine in it, and that will kasher it. So the Gemara says, how exactly does that work? They ask the following shayla: L'chachila or diavet? This idea of kashering it with fish brine, is that mutar l'chachila to kasher in that way, or is that only b'diavet? So Tashma, the Gemara says, will bring a raya. D'tani Rav Zid Bar Yoshia halokeh kan kanim in Ovid Chavim. If a person purchases pottery vessels from an Ovid Chavim, chadashim, and they're brand new, nasin etochin yayin, he puts wine in there. Yeshanim, and if they're old, nasin etochin sirah murias lechachila, he could put sirah murias in lechachila. So you see explicitly that you're allowed to do it lechachila. So by minay, so the Gemara discusses other issues of being machshir the klei cheres that belongs to Ovid Chavim. By minay, Rabbi the Nasiya, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi the Nasiya asked Rabbi Ami, hachziron lekif shana eish. What if you put the kli back into the kiln, vinis labnu, and they become totally heated by the fire? Mahu, is that a valid form of hechsher? Amalei tzir soref or lo kol shkein? Said, well, that has to be. If even fish brine is enough to burn out whatever usher tastes there are, then for sure fire has got to be strong enough. It manami am Rabbi Yochanan Rami lo am Rabbi Yasi am Rabbi Yochanan kan kanim shel v'chavim shech ziru l'kiv shana eish. If you take jugs of v'chavim and you put them back in the fire, kivan shenashra ziftan mehen mutarin. Since the zephes starts peeling off of them, they're mutar because the fire is obviously burning the wine that's balua in the kalim. Amravashi lo tema ad dinasran ela afilu rapai mirpa aval gavdilo nasar. You don't have to say that you have to wait until the zephes totally peels off. Even if the zephes just starts to become weaker from the fire, that's, even though it doesn't totally peel off, that's enough. That's all you're going to need. So if you put wine into the kankanim, kinsa, and you decide to put in these kankanim that had wine, in these jugs, you put like matches, lit matches, and that way it causes the zephes to start peeling. So pligiba rav acha v'ravina. That's machlok. As Rav Acha and Ravina, how effective that is. Chad asar v'chad shari. One of them says that the kankanim remain asar. The other one says they become mutar. Vilchsa kamandi asar, but we paskin like the one that says that it's asar. So main point over here, you can certainly, if you can kasher klei cheres of Ovid Chavim with fish brine lechachila, you can certainly do so with fire. But it's a machlokas whether you could do so with a few matches on the inside of the kli. So now we buy a loo. The Gemara raises the following shayla: Ma'u litin l'tocho sheichar. What about putting into a kli that belonged to an Ovid Chavim, putting beer in, meaning sheichar? Do we assume that it's mutter because it's mevatel the tam of the yayin, or do we aser because we're afraid that you're going to get confused between beer and wine? And if we allow you to use these kelim for beer, you'll come to use them for wine also. Rav Nachman reviewed the asri v'rav ashari. It's a machlokes. Ravina ashari lay. Ravina allowed Rav Chiya b'Rei Rav Yitzchak to put beer into such a kli. Azul Rama Bechamra, and you know what he did? He put wine in. And still, Ravina was not concerned that other people are going to make this mistake. He does not think that there's a need to make a gzera. Amar Akrei Bialmahu. He says it's just something that happened once, but it doesn't mean that it's always going to happen, and that it's something that's worthy of making a gzera about. Rav Yitzchak Barbisna, Havle Hanu Mani de Pakusna, he had certain kelim that are made from animal excrement and it had yayin nesach in it, and he wanted to machshir it, so malinu maya, and chinu b'shemsha, he filled it up with water, he put him in right in the sun, paku, and the kelim cracked. Amalei Rabbi Abba, asartinu alach isura de liolam, you have asur these kelim forever, because you, for no reason, you destroyed these kelim. Emur damar abad malinu maya, anuch b'shemsha miyamur, it's true, to kasha the kelim, you got to put them in the sun, and you have to fill them with water. But you don't need to put them in the sun. You just destroy the kli for no reason by putting them in the sun. So let's make a main point over here. There's a machlokas whether you could put beer in a kli of the Kochavim in a kli that Rabbi Chavim used for wine. And even though there's the one who says that it's asin, does so because he thinks you can get confused between wine and beer, the shita that holds mutter wasn't even bothered by a story where someone did get confused between wine and beer. So Gemara discusses different types of clay of the chavim, whether you can be machshir them and what the way to be machshir them is. Amar of Yosna, Amar of Ami, clay neser, a clay that's made out of ground, out of dirt, and had yayin nesach in it, ein lo tara olamis. There's no way to be machshir such a clay. No way whatsoever to be machshir because the wine is so absorbed in it. There's no way to pull out that absorption. My clay neser, what are clay neser? Amar Rabbi Yosef Ravin, clay machpores shel tzarif. It's clay made from ground that they dig, that they have to mine, like salt that's used, or different things that they mine that's used for dyeing clothing. Debate parzuk profila. Certain important Ovid Chavim named Parzuk, who was like a second in command, he was like a vice president. Anas Hani Kuvi mi Pumbedisa, he stole certain kelim from Pumbedisa, Ramabu Chamra, and he put wine in it. Adrina Nelayu, then he returned to those jugs when he was done with them. Asu Shailu, the Rav Yehuda, so they asked the Rav Yehuda what the halach is of these kelim. So Amar Rav Yehuda said, you know, since the Ovid Chavim didn't put wine in these kankanim long enough, he didn't have them long enough for it to have kept the wine in for a very long time. Davar shein machnis al kiyum hu mishach shechan b'mayim vehin mutarin. So it wasn't something that had long-term storage. You could just rinse it out. It's totally fine. Amar avira, hani chatzbi shechimi da'ar ma'i. Those kelim that are made out of red ground that belong to Goyim. Kivin de lo bali tuva. Since they do not absorb wine very well, mishach shechan b'mayim mutarin. You could just rinse them out. I assume red ground is like, if you've ever been to Sedona, Arizona, they're like, all the mountains are red, everything's red, so I guess it's like that kind of dirt, for whatever reason, doesn't absorb. Amr of Papi, Hani Pasvasa, those klicheres belong to Gaim, de Bey Michsi, that are made out of hard ground, which is in a place called Bey Michsi, Kivin de Lobali Tuva, since they don't absorb very well, Meshach Shchan Bemaim, Mutarim, you can just rinse them with water, and you don't need to do Mili V'irui for 3 days, whatever, just rinse them with water, and it's totally fine. Kasi, if you have a kos of cheres that belongs to Novi Chavim, that did not, that is not used for storage, it's used just to drink out of, so it's machlokas. Ravasi asar. Ravasi says you can need milu v'irui, it's asar without a full kashering of milu v'irui. Ravashi shari, Ravashi says it's mutter, all you need to do is rinse it. So isha sibu of the chavim pam rishon, if the guy drank from it the first time the kli was ever used, everyone's going to say that that's aser, because the pottery at that point is still very soft, and it certainly can be balea, whatever is put in it. Ki pligi bepam sheni, the whole machlokas is if the guy first used it the second time that it was used. So its primary absorption already happened before the guy used it. So the Gemara brings another shita, what the machlokas is about. That both if he used it the first time and if he used it the second time, everyone would agree it's aser. Ki pligi bepam shlishi, the whole machlokas is only on the third time. And the halach is that the first, if you use it any of the first two times, it's aser, but by the third time, it is totally mutter. So drinking cups of Novid Chavim, the first, if the Ovid Chavim used it on its first or second use, you need a full milui v'iroi to kasher it. And if you used it on a... And I'm sorry, now that you need a full you need a full milui v'irui to kasher it, and on the third time it's a machlokas whether you need a full the third time it's mutter. We weren't sure when there was a machlokas, but halacha lemaisa, the first and second time it's aser, and on the third time it's mutter. If the first time the guy ever used it was its third time being used, then it's mutter. Okay, so the Gemara explains another din about kelim of Avdi Chavim. Amar Zvid, hay mani dekunya, klecheres that belong to Avdi Chavim that have lead on the inside of it. Chivra v'uchma, if it's a white or black kli, shari, it's mutter because the lead on the inside of the cheres causes it not to absorb. Yeruka, if it's green, then aser. Mishum de mitzrif, because it has something called tzrif, which is a type of a ground that they dig, that they mine, and it has a din of a clean aser, that's aser, because that's very absorbent material. V'yisbu kartufmi, if it has cracks in it, kulu asiri, then they're all going to be aser, whether they're white, they're black, they're green, it doesn't make a difference. Darish mareimar taught as follows, kunya klichar is a blanks of chavim that's lined with lead, bein uchma, bein chivra, bein yeruka shari. Whether it's white or black or green, it's all going to be mutter. Maishna michamis bepesach. Aye, why is this any different? Why is the halacha of wine different than the halacha of bechamis bepesach? Why? What's the halacha of bechamis bepesach? Debominem imreimar. Hani money dekunya. They ask for mareimar. Those klecheres that are lined with lead that have chametz mal lishtamushi bepischa. Is it mutter to use them on Pesach, or do you have to be choshesh that there's a blia of chametz in the kli? And when you use that kli on Pesach, the chametz that's balua in it is going to mix with the food that's in the kli. So the Gemara explains what the shaila is about. Yeruka lo tibaylach. If the kli is green, there's no shaila. The mitzarfi ubali. That certainly it has. It comes from tzrif, and therefore it's very absorbent. Vasiri, it's asir. Ki tibaylach chivri v'ukmi. The whole shaila is if it's white or black. May, what's the din then? Are we choshesh for blios of chametz? Kiyisbu kartufni, if there are cracks in it, lo tibaylach, there's no shayla. Devadai bali, certainly it will be balei if there are chametz, if there are cracks in it. Vasiri, ki tibaylach dishi'i, the whole shayla is only if it's perfectly smooth. So my, what's the din? What's the din when it comes to chametz on Pesach? So amar, luhu anachazin luhu demadyasi. I saw these kelim that were schwitzing on the outside of the kli, meaning at the time that they were boiling on the inside, I saw that there was some sweat developing on the outside of the kli. V'kivin demadyasi, and since that they were being mazia vadebali, that's a sign that they're definitely balei of asiri, and it's asir. So my time. So what's the reason that you can't be machshir them to use on Pesach? Why can't you do hagala? Hatorah hiidal klicheres she'inyot. A kli cheres that's boleya, the blios will never come out of the kli. A kli eight, kli mateches, the blios can come out, not a kli cheres. So that's the Torah's own edus, because the Torah tells us that if a kli cheres becomes tame, yishaver, you have to break it. There's no way to be metaher it. So maishna miyayin nesach, why should chametz pesach be any different than yayin nesach? Tidarosh l'mareimar, kulu mani dekunya, all these klicheres are lined with lead, shari are all mutter, we assume that it's not balea, yet by Pesach we assume that they're all balea chametz. V'chitem, and if you can say, well, chametz daraisa yai nesach drabanan, that chametz is daraisa yai nesach is only drabanan, that's where we're machmir v'chametz v'pesach, meaning real yai nesach is daraisa. Maybe we're only talking about a concern of stamian of drabanan. No, v'akal tikun rabanan ken daraisa takun, but we know that whatever the rabanan are masakin is always a ken daraisa. So says Gemara, zeh tashmishu b'chamin, v'zeh tashmishu b'tzonin. The real difference is, chametz b'pesach was used hot in the kli. The yayin nesach was not used hot in the kli, it was used cold in the kli. And therefore, we're going to be more machmir on the situation of chametz b'pesach than we will in the situation of yayin nesach. You know, we'll stop there. We'll stop, even though it's sort of right in the middle of something, but I don't want to read the whole lama down here on lama dalid, so we'll save the rest for next time, Be'ezras Hashem.